When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Hey, everybody's got a story. We're starting with you, Kevin Powell. What do you have?
Oh, geez. I don't have...
anything?
No, I do have one. It's actually a great one. What did I do with it here?
He's scrolling through his computer.
No, I have it pulled up. I got about 30 tabs open on my web
browser.
It
has to do with fast food.
It doesn't have to. It actually has to do with fashion, Steve.
Wow. Go back to fast food.
Lisa or Mary, big Louis Vuitton folks, you guys like that stuff?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't really. No.
Purses, you mean? What?
Yeah, whatever.
Nah, it's just not my style.
I love it.
Yeah, what do you have, Steve? Like a
socks,
I've a got man
the
bag
Louis
or something?
Socks and.
Well, they've come out with this new bag. You know, Pharrell Williams is big into fashion. You guys know Pharrell,
sure.
Right?
Love him.
So he does stuff with Louis Vuitton, and he partnered with this Japanese streetwear designer, and they came up with this bag, and it kind of looks like a lobster. It's a Louis Vuitton lobster bag.
Is it a man bag?
No, it could be anybody's bag, but it looks like a lobster.
It's not my bag.
Excuse me, is that your bag?
Why a lobster?
It doesn't really say. They also have like lobster, what would you call them? It's almost like a charm you would put on your Louis Vuitton bag. But for whatever reason, they've gotten into the lobster
game.
This specific, this one that's gone viral is rumored to be about $18,000.
Yeah,
for the bag. So
I have a Louis Vuitton travel wallet. It holds two credit cards and a dollar.
I don't really know. It says something about lobsters came into fashion even all the way back in the 1930s. Lobsters have been featured in fashion over the years, and they made a Louis Vuitton lobster bag. And as I told you guys, I had a great story today, so I hope you all enjoyed the Louis Vuitton lobster bag.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was one of my better ones.
Happy?
Happy.
Yep.
Pharrell.
Nope, don't get it.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, I got two because I knew I'd have to make up for Kevin.
Yeah.
Chuck Todd is out at NBC.
After 20 years, right?
Yeah, but I mean...
I saw that. He's not that old, is he?
Something happened there because he was like the political director for years, and then he lost that, and then he lost the Today or the Meet the Press, and so now he's leaving. So I don't know why, but so that's just interesting, kind of inside politics.
And Chuck Gowdy is out locally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that as well, man. He's been such a steady force here in the city. All right, what's your second story?
Okay, so Kev, just to show that our sort of values are out of whack, give me a sports auction item and what it went, like the Jordan jersey or something.
Ooh, six pairs of Michael Jordan shoes, one from each of the championship seasons, sold for $8 million at auction.
$8 million for 12 shoes.
Correct.
Worn or unworn?
These were worn.
Oh, smelly.
He said at the game.
Game-worn sneakers.
Oh.
Six pairs, 12 total shoes, one pair from each of the championship seasons.
$8 million,
Steve. You could buy a lot of lobster bags with that.
I bet you could. A rare copy of the Declaration of Independence is expected to fetch as much as...
$25,000.
Well, it's better than that. We're not totally out of whack.
$100,000.
$4 million.
What? Wow.
Wow.
Think of that. The Declaration of Independence.
It's right. I mean, how crazy is that? And we're paying for tennis shoes.
It was printed to help spread the document to the public, to spread the word. It's one of only 10 known to be in existence, each of which are in collections.
Didn't Ken Griffin buy one and bring it to Chicago?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. This one was made in New Hampshire. And it's, well, I don't know what, I should look what it went for because I've had this story for a while. And what?
Nothing. Would you rather have a copy of the Declaration of Independence or six pairs of Michael Jordan shoes?
Well, for me, I'd like the Declaration of Independence, but I wouldn't be able to afford to insure it.
Shoes went twice as much as the Declaration
of Independence. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Mary, what's with?
What is with Kendrick Lamar doing? You guys asked me to do this one today because he is going to be the performer at halftime at the Super Bowl next week. And I mean, I don't know any of his music. I feel so old.
All right, Drew, please chime in.
You got like a decade's worth of a discography to go through then.
Yeah, I know he has a ton of Grammys and everything.
This is Luther featuring SZA from his recent album GNX.
Don't know it. Next.
Is this going to be...
Oh, is that how you say it's SZA? S-C-A, it's
yes.
SZA?
Yeah. Yeah, so like rappers from Wu-Tang Clan, RZA and GZA, she got her name from the same similar way.
GZA and RZA? What?
What's all this I hear about GZA and RZA?
I mean,
RZA
just spell the name. If it's SZA, just put S-I-Z-Z-A. What's with the S-Z-A?
I wouldn't question other musical artists' name. We had a person named Meatloaf for years. I don't know why SZA is throwing
well,
you off.
Did you see what he looked
That's
like?
That's a good point, Andrew.
What does a SZA look
Andrew's
like?
Andrew's got you there.
Beautiful.
What kind of show can we expect?
Sia had a big chandelier on her head, right?
What?
Okay, so... So Lamar, he already performed though.
Yeah.
So in 2022, yeah, he was with Snoop and Mary J. Blige and the whole 50 Cent rapper ordeal. He was already ordeal. Yeah, it was an ordeal.
That's a choice of words.
It was
okay.
A rap ordeal. So
ordeal.
I looked up and I'm like, okay, who has never performed that we would love to see? You know, there's of course Taylor.
You're probably gonna say like Noah Kahan, right?
Paul Anka.
Okay. Paul Anka.
Yeah, having my baby.
Okay, so Drake, he's a rapper. He's never had the
Drake
show.
Hasn't had a great 2024, so I don't think Drake would be on the top
I
list.
I don't think
for,
you have to have a good year.
Yeah, but
that.
For the allegations against him during the last year, I wouldn't think being part of the Super Bowl would be in his best interest.
This isn't a personal attack, Drew. You're getting
No,
defensive.
I'm just, you know, this is my what's with. This is
What's a, with?
So, you know, so Ariana Grande, she's never done it. She would be awesome.
Why would she be awesome?
What do you mean?
She's we need like a real band out there, you know?
Oh, okay. How about Post Malone has never done it as well.
He would be good.
And the Bieber. The Bieber's never done it.
The Bieber.
Oh. Bieber.
What about the Bieber?
Justin. Oh, you know who else has never done it?
What's with the Bieber?
AC/DC. Come on. AC/DC.
No, if all members are not alive, you can't do this.
So what?
Wait a minute. Think of this. AC/DC Unplugged.
With Kendrick Lamar.
That could be really
yeah,
good.
I mean, even like Fleetwood Mac, well, you know, they've never had an Imagine Dragons. I like
Absolutely
them.
Not.
Why?
They are basura.
What? Is that a swear?
That is Spanish for trash. Garbage.
Oh. Wow. Okay, how about Carrie Underwood?
No.
I'd be okay with that.
She would be really good. Hmm. Miley Cyrus. I mean, come on. She would put on a show.
She's done it, hasn't she?
No. She's never. Nope. These are Jeez. The people that have never done it. I listed them all for you,
okay.
Guys. I did my research. Even Elton John has never done it.
Well, he's done now.
Well, I know, but still. Yeah. Harry Styles? What?
Harry, you know, like...
I think what? You have to pay to be on the Super Bowl now.
No.
Boy, you got a lot of no's in you today.
I don't think you do. I think we researched
think
that before.
I'm going to research it, and I'll have the answer in the 5 o'clock
I think it's a freebie.
All right. No, I think you got to pay.
Yeah.
We used to pay them, meaning the Super Bowl, like we're all part of it, and now they have to pay to be on the Super Bowl. That's what I understand. But Kevin will do that research. And
Go ahead. I'm just telling you, I'm not watching halftime.
Okay. Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
No.